Good afternoon, everybody. This is Commissioner DeYoung and Commissioner Morgan. And we're here to, on behalf of the Josephine County 4-H Extension Service District meeting, June 14, 2018 at 2 p.m. We're in the Josephine County Commissioners Conference Room on 6th Street in Grand Pass. So we will convene as a governing body of the Josephine County 4-H Extension Service District at 2 o'clock and review and approve the minutes of January 25th, 2018. Review and approve, if we want to take these one at a time or do them all at once, that'd be fine. Review and approve the minutes of April 23rd, 2018 and May 23rd, 2018 Budget Committee meeting. And I would entertain a motion if you had a chance to view the minutes. I got minutes here just about minutes ago.
I don't have them.
I've got one here.
January meeting minutes.
They're January, April, and May.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion that we approve the minutes for January 25th, April 23rd, and May 23rd, Budget Committee 2018.
I second the motion. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye, none opposed, motion carries. Budget hearing, are you going to take that, Mr. Punches?
So this is an opportunity for the public to provide comment on the budget. It's been properly noticed through the newspaper and posted on our website, and we have copies here today if there are any members of the public who would like to provide comment. And so as the chair, you could open a public hearing and see if there's any public comment.
As a chairman, we will open the budget hearing at 2:02 p.m. and accept public comment on the 2018-19 district budget.
Is there anyone that would like to comment?
Is there anyone that would like to comment at this time? Seeing none, I'll return it to the board.
So there were no changes to the budget following the Budget Committee meeting. The Budget Committee approved it and approved the tax rate. And so at this time, if there are no further questions from the board, we have prepared a resolution that's been reviewed by the County Finance Office. It's ready to go. There's a resolution that's been prepared for you in order to adopt the budget. And so I have copies. These aren't the ones you would actually sign, but there's one that has a number on it that you would have. If you want to see the verbiage of it, I have.
Yeah, I've got the signature.
You probably have the official one.
I do have the official one, yes.
Mr. Chair, I would make a motion that we approve the, in the matter of the adoption of the 2018-19 budget, making appropriations, imposing, and categorizing taxes, Josephine County 4-H Extension Service District, that we adopt the resolution approving the budget and the permanent tax rate.
I second that motion. Any further comments? Seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0.
Great.
Okay. Budget adopted. We've got that. It's a question to get governing body adopt the district's 2018-19 budget, make appropriations, impose, categorize taxes.
That's what the resolution did.
That's what the resolution did. Other business at the discretion of the governing body.
You got to meet Willie. That's a question. So let me just make a more formal introduction. As you know, my term, as you will, as regional administrator is coming to close at the end of this month. Mm-hmm. And I'm really pleased that Willie Riggs, my longtime colleague, is going to be the one that's picking up this county and the others, most of the others that were in my region. So Willie has a long experience with extension both here and in other states, so he knows the system. Mm-hmm. And he's worked with me as a regional administrator. He was working in Klamath and Lake and Harney counties, and I was working in these, and so now he's going to be Klamath, Lake,
Jackson, Josephine,
Douglas. So big region.
Nothing like starting out in the NBA.
Yep, just jumping right in. So, Willie, did you want to say anything more by means of introduction
for the folks here? I'm glad to be here. I'm not making any changes. I'm a rural conservative guy that believes in our programs. I argue with Corvallis a lot if they want to make changes that don't fit what we want at the local level. I live in Klamath Falls. And I drive a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad, there's always a rural-urban divide in the urban seem to think that they know what's best for the rural, and rural doesn't, we can't have a say in it because it's their land. So I think it's, you've got a really good territory. Like, that's an exciting territory. I spent a lot of time in Klamath Falls and Lake County and Harney County and all that over there, roaming around the desert.
My favorite place is
making trouble for myself. So.
Yes, yeah. Willie will officially pick up on July 1, but he was kind enough to come over and kind of make the rounds early. He's already met with faculty and staff and kind of trying to make a smooth transition. And of course, we've been friends for quite a long time, so even though I'm actually moving on to a position in Le Grand, I'll be doing extension forestry work there, but still with the university.
Tough commute,
yeah. But beautiful country. We'll be working there. And so when it comes time for budget stuff next year, Willie's got me on speed dial.
Yep. You'll get us your contact information and all that fun stuff.
I don't have a card. In fact, right now, if you don't mind, my cell phone is 541.
You got that, Lily?
591-0620.
Willie with a Y or an IE?
IE dot Riggs, R-I-G-G-S.
Yep.
At Oregon State. edu.
All right.
And I will get you my contact information.
Super. As soon as he actually has business cards.
Now it works. Thank you.
Okay.
So, John, thank you for all you do
and have done.
And blessings on you and your next venture.
Thank you.
So,
we'll miss you, but you know what? It's a move.
It's a car drive. It's a gas tank. You're always welcome to come back and give people grief.
Look forward
to working with you, Willie.
I think we've got good things in the future. You know,
we do.
We're 4-H out there, and I think you know, we're really working hard on some kind of a move for you.
We've kind of
that's going to be exciting. That's going to add, a new level to the one of the things that people do generate. You have to generate interest, and a lot of times, an expansion or new facility, for instance, that's what keys it.
Mm-hmm.
They go, they are legit, That'll be tucked in a corner somewhere, be out in the light of day. So I think we have some good things coming for 4-H and
good
in these upcoming years. Good things coming for the fairgrounds too. So I think we're going to be in.
Well, I know I speak for the whole team when we say we appreciate the tremendous support that you two and Simon have shown all the time. We've always felt really well supported.
Yeah, yeah.
And we really appreciate that.
Thank you.
So we will keep.
Well, Simon's OSU, and my daughter graduated from OSU. So you a duck?
I'm a platypus.
Yay, somebody gets
it. Yay, all right.
Everybody calls it Civil War. It's really the platypus game.
Yeah.
There you go.
I didn't see that one coming. It's a good job. Okay.
So I will work with Wendy and get copies of the information once everything is signed, and then I'll get those filed with the county clerk.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, great.
Great, thank you both.
Thank you all for coming in, and we are adjourned at 2:08 p.m.